بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. ثم بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم: أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, we are on the sixth of our seven challenges that face us from 2021 going forwards. And today I'm going to speak to you about something which is maybe the biggest of them. If you remember, we used to say, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. That is no longer true about videos. The use of AI, artificial intelligence, to create deep fakes is so powerful that most people can't tell the difference. As time passes, the technology will develop to the extent that we will simply not be able to tell the difference between real footage or doctored or even simply created footage about a person or incident that never happened and so could never have been filmed. Remember the video that came on WhatsApp University about the smoking fish which was eating a snake? I'm sure all of you saw that, right? That doesn't happen. Fish don't smoke and they don't eat snakes. And that's an excellent example of a fake video that was just generated. The fake video industry is worth billions of dollars and has massive official support in many countries. Its purpose is to promote hatred, racism, prejudice, and violence, to distract the attention of the general population, that is you and me, from the real purpose of looting our resources and the legacy of our children. With these people, compassion, justice, suffering, deprivation, poverty, nothing has any value or meaning except the predatory, single-minded pursuit of profit and power at any cost. And that is because we pay the price, not they. They merely gross the profits thanks to our cooperation in being and remaining distracted and not getting organized and not asking critical questions. Our biggest weakness is that we think we are intelligent enough to recognize a fake and cannot be fooled. And when we do get fooled, which is all the time, our ego will not let us admit it. We are the fake video maker's dream come true. What is the solution? Never look at a video that is not from a source that you trust. Guarding our sight has a whole new meaning. As they say, Garfield said, "What is seen cannot be unseen." And you see the effect of these videos on your heart and on your beliefs about yourself and about others. Never has it been more necessary to sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. O Allah, show me the truth as truth and give me the ability to follow it, and show me falsehood for what it is and give me the ability to abstain from it. Never has it been more critical to remind ourselves about the categorical statement that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made about what defines us as Muslims, and that is justice. Tawheed is first and foremost a statement of justice. When we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that is a statement of justice before everything else, because there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we acknowledge that and we accept that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the famous ayat of Surah An-Nisa, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada'a lillahi walau ala anfusikum abil walidaini wal aqrabina in yakun ghaniyan aw faqira fallahu awla bihima fala tattabi'ul hawa an ta'dilu wa in talu aw turidu fa inna allaha kana bima ta'maluna khabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is against yourselves or your parents or your family, be they rich or poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a better protector for both of you than yourselves. So do not follow the lust of your heart, lest you may avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever well acquainted with what you do. Justice is the bedrock of our faith. Lying is the worst and biggest of sins in Islam. Our duty and signature is to stand for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the assassination of President John F. Kennedy on Friday, November 22nd, 1963, I was 8 years old at the time, there was a small but very powerful picture in the papers. It was a picture of an automatic rifle with a caption. And the caption was, this is made for one reason only. This is made for one reason only. And that is the real story of social media. A story that most of us, like all addicts, refuse to believe. We try to convince ourselves that social media is value neutral. Only a tool, benign, and something which is in our control. Believe me, that is the root of the problem and the reason for our addiction and enslavement. Social media is not about communication. It's about use of technology to achieve the purpose of power brokers and wielders of power, which is mind steering and mass control. They do it by creating anxiety and fear, which makes us willing, even eager, to accept surveillance and invasion of our privacy, which is the tool for mass control. How many of you saw the video of how China controlled COVID? There's a documentary, BBC documentary. It was by literally tracking every single individual's every movement and directing it to control the disease. I'm not offering a prize to guess what will happen to all the cameras and social media app that tracks the movement of every person when COVID is finally a memory. Do you think they will dismantle all that? The reality about surveillance and control is that once it is in, it never goes away. Social media creators are experts in psychology and masters at manipulation, so that the individual becomes mentally dependent and a blind and willing follower. His or her every click, his attention, his involvement generates revenue for them. They become billionaires thanks to us. What do we get in return in the process? We must ask that question. Remember that at one end of this string is an expert in psychology, unburdened by any ethics or values, earning millions because he can manipulate you. And at the other end is your child. Innocent, malleable, totally incapable of resisting, let alone combating the sweet poison that is being fed to him or her. And worse, a parent, which is you, who thinks that he or she knows and is in control. In the words of Daniel Boorstein, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. We think we know. We think we are in control. We think it won't harm us. We are wrong. I'm not trying to be dramatic. It is as bad as that. Remember that the biggest problem of the addict, any addict, is to accept that he is addicted. That is our reality. We are living in a world of denial, but remember also that denial is simply that, denial. It's not real. The truth is not dependent on belief or acceptance. It is true whether anyone accepts it or not. Gravity will not go away if we refuse to accept it. Cigarettes will not become beneficial because we deny their harm. Drugs will not stop intoxicating because we legalize them or make them tax deductible. Social media is about fake news, about mental enslavement, about dopamine addiction leading to ADHD and more toxic conditions. Algorithms determine what we watch and believe, how we vote, who we trust, who we suspect, who we love and who we hate, and in the end, who rules us. Deep fakes appear real thanks to technology. We know this, but we do not bother to verify because they appear to be so real. Most of us do not even know how to verify. By the time someone verifies and publicizes that information, the damage is done. Hearts have changed, stereotypes are reinforced, people are demonized, violence is legitimized, and prejudice becomes even more ingrained. We are social beings and need company, affirmation, and friendship. Traditionally, we sought that in face-to-face interaction. The most remote form of that was the pen friend, someone we had never met but who we wrote letters to. We protected our identity and personal information and guarded it jealously and would go ballistic even if our parents or closest relatives or friends opened any letter of ours or read our diary without our permission. Then came social media in 2004, it is as recent as that, and opened the doors for us to seek affiliation and affirmation without any boundaries or rules and without the tools to even assess its reality or effect. The first social media site to reach 1 million monthly active users was something called MySpace and was the beginning of social media as we know it. Yes, it was as recent as that. Facebook, which owns Instagram, Twitter, and WhatsApp, has over 1 billion active users who volunteer their information for it to harvest and use for anything at all. And that's even more recent. Only in February 2012 did Facebook become a public company. Its first IPO in May 2012 raised $16 billion, giving it a market value of $102.4 billion. Today, it is worth in excess of $300 billion. Ask yourself how your wealth increased from 2012 to 2021. Because you are the reason why Facebook went from 102 to over 300 billion market cap. I've given you two articles in the text. Do yourself a favor and read them. Believe me, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family and your children. With social media, suddenly from a few friends who we knew, we ended up with tens and hundreds of virtual friends and followers. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are worth following? Seriously, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm asking you a simple question. I have so many followers. Really? Following you for what? Where are you taking them? We do not like uncomfortable questions, but that is the reality. Platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and everything else in between encouraged us to share the most mundane information about ourselves and suddenly made it the means of becoming, within quotes, popular. They gave us role models like the Kardashians and others who post what they post to induce us to do the same. And like faithful sheep, we followed. But human nature is such that it does not analyze or deny pleasant experiences. And so if we have 2,000 virtual friends on Facebook and 3,000 followers on Twitter, we do not question the reality or check it against real evidence. We are happy to stay with the fantasy and give in to the drive to increase our following. This means that we will do whatever we need to ensure that we don't lose any friends or followers. Remember that all this happens very unobtrusively and quietly, and our behavior changes without our being aware of it. Rapidly we get our own sense of identity hooked to this, and we start to look forward to seeing what our friends and followers think of us. We want them to like us, and so we do what they like. We think we are independent, we are not. We are enslaved. There was a time when we used to be upset if someone pried into our private lives. Now we voluntarily put it all out there, and we get upset if nobody puts a thumbs up or a heart or something, a sign of liking immediately. We keep checking every post to see if it's getting attention. How often do we check? How about every 3 seconds? And if you don't believe me or the statistic which I'm quoting, just time yourself. Just put your phone, turn off, put it silent so there are no beeps for notifications. Put it there in front of you on your desk and time yourself between the time you put it there and how many times you look at it. Turning off notifications doesn't help. It only increases your anxiety because you say, what if something happens? There's a term for it. It's called FOMO. F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. It doesn't matter whether we even like the people or know the people. All we are looking for is the symbol. That is what dopamine addiction is all about. Instant pleasant reactions which create a need for more and more of the same and create withdrawal symptoms, sometimes very severe, when we don't get those positive strokes. Even without this, the need for strokes creates huge distraction of focus and a fall in productivity and quality of life. Needless to say, while we are engaged in these apps, whether it's on the phone or any other device, we cannot do anything worthwhile which impedes lifelong achievement. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. I remind myself and you to send lots and lots of durood and salam on Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially today, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that anyone who sends salat and salam on him one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on that individual 10 times. For every one you get 10. So please do that as much as you can throughout our lives, but especially on Jumu'ah, because there is special significance for that. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that dopamine is a drug which is created in the body like cancer. And just because it is created in your body, it doesn't mean it won't kill you. It will, just like cancer. Imagine the effect of dopamine addiction on children. Yes, your children, thanks to you. Which child bought his own smartphone? You bought it for them. And you leave it to them. And you feel proud that they know how to use it better than you do. iPhones and iPads and whatnot. Remember that you are unwittingly the cause of your child's addiction. And the effect of the make-believe world that you opened up for your children, which will have long-term negative consequences on his attention span, perseverance, social skills, resilience in the face of hardship, ability to reflect and conceptualize life's learnings, and simply the ability to grow up into a confident, ethical, compassionate, and courageous adult. Dopamine addiction can lead to maladjusted individuals who have major problems forming real relationships, dealing with disagreement, marriage, and in increasingly frequent cases, suicide. It is as serious as that. This is where those who found a way to exploit dopamine addiction to their advantage came in, by writing algorithms to identify what we prefer and are attracted towards, and then using that to create the dream of the advertiser, the supremely targeted advertisement that can almost guarantee purchase. The tragedy of all this is that nothing that Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram or anyone is taking from us is without our consent. It's not illegal. We give consent because we are addicted. Taking our consent is like the drug dealer taking money from a heroin addict. The addict will hunt him down to pay him. That's why I say to you, get out of it. It will be painful, but staying in is worse. I say to myself that I may not be able to stop what is happening, but I am not going to help it happen. My brothers and sisters, there is a natural reluctance in all of us to change. But I say to you, recognize it for what it is and get out, because if we don't, then we will be the ones to suffer. What must you do? 5 things very quickly. Number one, reclaim your dignity. Respect your own privacy. Get out of all social media. Use email, knowing that it's not encrypted, and so it means that almost anyone can read it, not only the FB programmer. I know that free international calling is very attractive, so keep one chat app for that. But don't use it to send or receive images and videos and whatnot. And don't use WhatsApp University in the place of education. It's a site for ignorance, not knowledge. Remember that your children follow you, and when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will remember you. Number two, relearn to read. Since Wahi has stopped, reading is the only way. No, listening to lectures is not enough. It's not even close. A book is a book. So read. Start a book club to encourage yourself and others to read together. And believe me, once you get into the habit, you will wish you had done it earlier. Dr. Saad Usmani is initiating a program to start a book club. Inshallah, you will get the notification for that. Join it. And let's all try to become readers once again. In my estimation, anyone who is not reading at least one book per month, and I don't care what book, at least one book per month, if you are not reading, you are way behind. Minimum is one book per month. Number three, make real friends, not virtual friends. This is a skill we lose over time, and the reason why people are lonely in their old age. Loneliness kills. And the solution is never to lose the skill to make new friends. Making friends is the best way to give dawah, because you can only sell to friends. Number four is relearn to communicate. Smileys, icons, GIFs do not substitute for conversation. Communication is the key to success in every aspect of life. You learn to communicate by communicating, not by having your face in your phone all the time. Talk to people, face to face, even now if it means mask to mask, until we resume our normal interactions. And the last one, think for yourself and make your own decisions. It's your life. Reclaim it. Let me reiterate, this is not about them, it's about us. What do we want to do with our lives? Allow others to use us as commodities for their personal benefit, or take charge of our lives and live in a way that is positive, dignified, and powerful. Have real friends, make real contributions, knowing that this takes time and persistence, and leave behind a legacy of honor. For those who want to say at the end of this, what difference does my leaving this space make? After all, I am only one person. If you think you are too small to make a difference, think of the coronavirus. It changed the world. I say to you, even if you can't stop them, don't join them. For in the end, it's not about them, it's about you, it's about us. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم أهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، فإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم نجنا من هذا الوباء، اللهم نجنا من قوم الظالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، آمين يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، عدوا يستجيب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.